Got another caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
It's Dan in the car.
Dan, what do you want to talk about?
Nothing. This is a simple yes or no for you.
Okay.
Is it painful to talk about the Pirates and try to be optimistic when you almost know that next year at this time we're going to be talking about the same stuff?
Dan, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Right now it's painful. It is for me because I haven't been around when the Pirates won the World Series, so I don't understand what that's like for them to have a consistently good ball team. There was some hope in 2013 to 2015 for me, and I was in high school when they were, you know, doing really well, and they won 98 games in 2015. So, yeah, for me, that was nice. And now they've kind of struggled here in recent years, and just some unexpected things happened, and, you know, they've struggled in recent years. Things haven't gotten together. I'm more optimistic now, though, and everything just kind of feels different for me as it relates to the Pirates now than it has in recent years, only because you see where they've drafted, you see some of the players that they're bringing up and developing. You know, Henry Davis is a great bat, Andy Rodriguez coming up. He wasn't drafted by the Pirates, but, you know, you got some hope for him to be the, you know, catcher of the team while he's under contract, which is nice. Key Brian Hayes coming back from injury. I mean, you know, that's exciting to see him start to play better, and hopefully we can attest all of his problems to back issues. And speaking of draft picks as well, Paul Skenes is drafted, right? And, you know, he's seems to be a generational arm that the Pirates get to have on the team now, and he just seems like he has a whole lot of upside right now. So sometimes it's painful, like watching them collapse from their success in April. That's painful. But, you know, at the end of the day, I only can choose to be optimistic, and I choose to be optimistic every year because I don't have the experience of success that many of you have from the 70s or even the 80s and the 90s when they, you know, were still in the NL East winning divisions. Like, I haven't seen that yet, and I'm so much of a baseball fan, and I love Pittsburgh so much that every year I go into it and I say, hey, I want them to succeed. I want them to do well. And I feel like I have little choice but to do that because I want to see winning baseball in Pittsburgh, and I want to trust the people in charge, and I want to trust what management is doing. And I want to see a winner in Pittsburgh one day. And, you know, and again, because I'm not experienced, you know, I'm not old enough to have been alive when the Pirates won their last World Series, won their last division, and I want to see it. And so I choose to be optimistic, and I choose to talk about them because there's a lot of news out there and there's a lot of hope that I believe is out there, whether I'm disappointed every year or whether all of the hope and optimism pays off. That's just my perspective. Now, I think some of you have different perspectives because you've experienced a time where maybe you feel management did things better, the Pirates had winners, et cetera, et cetera. They had real ball players, whatever you want to say. I mean, you know, you can say it, and that's fine because you lived it. I haven't lived it yet. I haven't lived a World Series champion yet. I haven't lived in a world where the Pirates have been division winners. That's just where I am. So, painful times, yes. Overall, I have no regrets on being optimistic about the Pirates just because I wasn't around. I never experienced what management was like in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I can only share with you my experiences. And you can choose to be optimistic with me and hope for the best and love the city and love the baseball team, or you can choose to not listen. And I'm okay either way. But baseball is my favorite sport, and as long as I have this platform, I'm going to talk about the Pirates whenever there's big news or whenever there's hope for the future. Absolutely.